Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Martial Arts for You's podcast. Now, I thought I'd do a quick podcast just to talk about our Inter Club that we've got going on this Sunday. Now, I'm super excited because it's our first big event that's happening at our new gym at Thorpe Arch. So basically, it's an Inter Club. So we've got loads of our fighters and loads of guys of our fighter development team that have entered to compete. We've got about four or five other gyms coming along too. I think one of the gyms got about like 30 fighters who they're bringing along, which is absolutely brilliant. We're just waiting for a few of the final entries to come in, and then we're going to start putting the categories together and working all that out to make sure everyone's got some really good matches. But it's going to be a really good event. So we've got our continuous, so we've got like a continuous category, we've got a points category, and we've got a sport sword category. So continuous, that category, basically there's going to be timer, so obviously it's going to be like a minute or 2 minute rounds. We will finalize that a little bit closer to Sunday, but let's say it's a minute round. There's a minute on the clock, and you've got a center ref that's obviously there on the mat with them, and you've got two judges too. And basically what happens is that after the full minute, so after they've sparred for a minute and fought for a minute, the judges then decide who the winner is. So it's kind of continuous fighting, whereas points, it stops and start. So as soon as they start fighting, if let's say person number one scores a point, then the ref will say time, 1 point this side, and then they'll start fighting again. And let's say the person number two scores a kick, that's then 2 points, so they go time, 2 points this side. And it's almost, I always talk about it, it's almost like it's TIG. So then it's the first up to 10 points. So whoever gets to 10 points first wins. Or let's say there's a minute on the clock again, if when it gets to a minute and the end of the round, whoever's got the most points by the end of that then is the winner. So they're two really different styles of fighting. I love both of them. I've done a lot of continuous, and points is something I was never actually taught, but I really enjoy to do it. I always recommend points to beginners because it's not like you're continuously fighting. It's very stop and start, so it's not too much. It's not too much pressure. And then we've got our sport sword. Now, we always chuck that in there as a little bit of fun. Basically, it is what it says. It's swords. They're not real, I promise. They're made of foam. But very similar to the points again. You're basically sword fighting, and every time you land the sword on your opponent, you get a point scored to your side. And that's brilliant for the kids. The kids, they absolutely love the sword fighting. But to be honest, quite a lot of the adults like it too. It's like anger management class, which is brilliant. But yeah, so we've got them three things that are going on this weekend on Sunday. Really, really excited. I ordered the medals yesterday, so they're being ready to pick up on Friday. Lovely gold medals for anybody that's attending. But yeah, I think the majority of people have entered now, which is great. If everybody gets there for 10 a.m. over in Thorpe Arch, and then we're going to try our best to get started at 10:30 and get all the categories going. But if you guys have any questions about how it's going to run, or if anything that you need to do, then just let us know. Send us a message over Facebook or send us an email, and we can get you all the information. If you're coming on Sunday, a huge good luck. No doubt that you're going to do awesome. And I really think that the Martial Arts Fuse fight team is going to do us proud, as they always do. I'll look forward to seeing some of you guys then.